Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a lot of people are pointing out on the text that with Jo Wiley being away from her husband on her wedding anniversary, this could be the ideal time for me. And what better place than Megalith to have that time?
Well, yeah.
Let's call Jo Wiley now, shall we?
Okay.
Got a bit of an idea to move things along a bit.
Hello?
I just want to lick you up and down till you say stop.
Oh. I thought she might like that.
That was a no then, was it?
Okay, let's try again. How do you do reader on this? Yeah.
You normally have somebody to do that for you.
I've been here a while. This is Carl off of Deirdre's video case book.
Hello.
You look really horny in that outfit.
Hello, Scott.
Come here, sexy.
She's well up for it.
Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC.
Now, over the last couple of weeks on this show, people have been sending songs to us that they've written and recorded, made specially for their exes, normally to try and win them back after they've been dumped by them. It's the kind of thing that boys do. We haven't really had any girls at all, have we?
Don't think we've had any, have we?
I think it's more of a bloke thing to make a song for an ex.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. If you're a girl and you've made one, then do send it in, please. By MP3.
Yeah.
Or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I nearly read out my home email address then.
Did you?
Yeah, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or by post to...
That's not that disastrous, is it? It's not like giving out your mobile number or something. You can cope with people emailing you, surely.
Yeah, that's fine. Here it is.
And if you're giving out your home address, that would have been a blunder.
Yeah, yeah. It's Scott Mills, Radio 1. This is the work address. London W1N4DJ. Right.
That once happened to an ex-Radio 1 DJ, didn't it? He gave out his home phone number as opposed to the Radio 1 line.
Did it?
Simon Mayer once did that. He gave out his home phone number as opposed to the Radio 1 number.
Oh, that's not ideal.
I don't know if Mrs. Mayer was that impressed.
Probably not. Right, so we've got another one of these songs for an ex. Hi, Jack.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How you doing?
Very wicked. Good. Yeah, wicked. Now, you've sent us a song, which you've written for a girl.
That's right, yep.
Now, who is the person that the song is about?
It's about a girl called Grace, but she's like my ex-girlfriend.
Who ended it?
She split up with me. She met someone else.
Oh, dear.
And when was that?
About 2 months ago.
And had you been going out a long time?
About a year.
So, you made the song in the hope that you might get back together with her, yeah?
That's right, yeah. Well, when I was with her, I always used to say to her, well, you've got the best eyes in the world, so that's how I come up with the idea for the song.
Now, let me get this right. You haven't sent this song to her yet, have you?
That's right, yeah, I haven't.
So she hasn't received this. You've only sent it to me.
That's right, yeah.
And do you think that might help you get back with her by sending it to Scott first?
Well, I hope so, because Scott's a cool guy, and, you know, like, the fact that he got back to me, I was like, oh, she's great, you know?
Okay. So you're wondering whether maybe she's listening now, and if we kind of premiered the song on Radio 1...
That's right, yeah.
She might come and running back.
I hope so, yeah.
You do know Scott's track record, don't you, Jack?
I do. But I know he has a laugh and that, so...
Yeah, but I also split people up quite regularly. Not on purpose.
Right.
Well, I suppose, actually, thinking about it, Jack wants you to split somebody up, doesn't he? He wants you to split Grace up with...
Oh, with the bloke she's seeing now.
Yeah, whoever her new man is.
Actually, I can see exactly why you contacted me, Jack.
Great stuff.
I think I'm the man for the job.
Wicked.
Right, so we'll play this song now. What's it called?
It's called The Best Girl in the World.
And it's about Grace.
That's right.
Okay.
No, it's about someone else.
Best eyes in the whole wide world. She's got the best eyes in the whole wide world. And they're mine, and they're mine, and they're mine.
Right, let's stop it just there a second. I don't mean to be critical, Jack, right?
Right.
But you do sound quite threatening. Because they're not your eyes, they're her eyes.
That's right.
They're
that's
definitely
right, yeah.
hers.
That's right.
It's this bit here. And they're mine, and they're mine. You sound like you're psychotic. And they're mine, and they're mine. They're all mine. They're not yours.
Yeah, I wish they were, but they're not.
Just that little bit there. And can I go to the end of the song now?
Go for it, yeah,
okay.
Sure.
All right, have a listen to this.
I could list what I miss from your hair to your ears and your nose and your ear.
What does that say? What did it say again there? You miss the hair in her ears.
What I miss from your hair to your ears and your nose and your ear.
Each to their own.
Yeah. Were her ears better than her eyes?
Well, everything about her was great, so I don't know.
Even her hairy ears, yeah?
Her hairy ears were wonderful.
Mm. And her hairy nose.
I mean, I do think there's something quite sweet about that, apart from the fact that you do sound like a serial killer on it.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, the message is, Jack, isn't it Grace, if you're listening, he misses your hairy ears.
And nose.
That's the message, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Jack, be honest with me.
Right.
You have killed her, haven't you?
That's in your mind.
Where have you buried her? And they're mine, and they're mine, and they're mine. You're a worry, Jack. Hello? Jack, come back. Jack! Hello?
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.